February the 7th, 2015, 9:14 p.m. at home in Bradford. And I take a break from listening to Frank Turner and playing PlayStation and waiting for my wife to drop Sprog to give you February day 3. The catch-up continues. Thank you, by the way, to Sarah for giving me the WordPress link, so now I know exactly where to go for this thing. If anyone else is looking, if you type WordPress February into Google, I imagine that'll get you exactly what you need. I wish someone else had mentioned it in their booze before now. Oh well. So, typical day at work for me. You actually often hear part of my typical day from work as I commute in, but here goes. Although I'm a bit loathed to think about work on a Saturday night when I'm about to make my tea. My workday starts at 6 o'clock when my first alarm goes off. I cancel that alarm immediately and sleep on till 6:10 when my second alarm goes off. Then I get up, I do my morning ablutions, get dressed, and I'm usually out the house for about 6:35 to 6:45, sometime in that 10-minute window. Walk to work, sometimes I'll record a boo while I'm walking, usually I'll listen to podcasts. Then I will, once I get onto the main road, I'll go to the shop and buy an energy drink, give myself a bit of rocket fuel for the day. That's still quite naughty of me. I'm supposed to be, off the stuff, but, 9-month pregnant wife, I've got a good excuse for being tired. Then I get my bus. I'm in Bradford city centre, usually for about 7:15. I might go to Tesco and buy a few bits and bobs that I need for my school breakfast club. Then I'll hop on a bus to my school. There's one at about 7:25, which I usually get, although sometimes get the 1:30. There's one every 5 minutes anyway. So that bus takes me to work. I do the short walk from the bus stop to work, and I'm at work. I usually arrive at work between 1:30 and 7:45. And I start work officially at 8, but usually I spend the first 20-30 minutes setting up breakfast club, setting up the chairs and tables and heating up the water for the hot chocolate and getting everything ready. The first child normally arrives about 7:45, not 8, not long before me, because she helps me set up breakfast club. But I'm not going to talk about that on here. I'm not going to talk about my work in too much detail. I do breakfast club. Like I say, here is where it gets murky, because I don't want to talk specifics about my work or my school. But after breakfast club and sorting out the money for the dinner staff, I'll probably check my emails. Then there's assembly, which I usually have to set things up for. Then I spend my day either doing my job. And what I do on a daily basis with my job depends entirely on where the need is, because I'm a learning mentor. So it's a very, very flexible role, and the child protection responsibility takes up a lot of it as well. So I'm either in classroom supporting my mentees or with their learning, or coaching them with their learning, or I'm in my room chatting to one of my mentees about their learning, or I'm solving some sort of situation, or checking that a child is okay, or I'm investigating some child protection issue, or I'm doing paperwork of some sort, and that pretty much flows through the whole day. There's a break time at one point, but I never take it. There's a dinner time at one point, which I sometimes take. I usually run a club at dinner time, usually some sort of academic competition. Then the afternoons, it's much the same. 3:30 is the time when I can go home Sometimes there's a staff meeting, sometimes there's an after school club, sometimes I've just got more paperwork and child protection stuff to catch up on, so I'm really out of school by 3:30. If I do get out at 3:30 though, I get a lift from one of my colleagues, so I've been trying a lot lately to get out at 3:30. I usually leave at 3:30, 2-3 days a week, but most of the time, 3 days out of 5, I leave at about 4:30 to 5 o'clock. At the end of the day, I go round every classroom as well, and I try to just have a quick conversation with every teacher, check they're okay, check there's not been no CP issues or issues with my mentees, check to see what behaviour's been like. Yeah, and then off I go. I stick the iPod on, or if I'm getting a lift, I enjoy chatting with my colleague, and yeah, I go home. If I have to get on the bus, I'm usually home at about 6 o'clock, just in time to see my daughter to bed. If I get a lift home, I'm usually home about 4:30, so in bags of time. There is the odd day where, you know, if work's really high and a lot of issues have come up or social workers have been ringing, when I'll have to stay as late as 5:30, sometimes right up to 6 o'clock. I can't work any longer than 6 because the building shuts at 6. So, you know, I'll never work more than a 10-hour shift, which I suppose is, you know, okay. yeah, I still work more hours than I should, but I don't mind working more hours than I should, because I love my job, and I want to keep it, and I want to do it well, as long as I'm not absolutely burning the midnight oil, because I worked out a few weeks ago. As an exercise, I timed how much time I was spending at work. I'm contracted to 36 hours a week, and the week that I timed, I did 55 hours. So I thought, oh no, I'm doing something wrong here. Not 55, sorry, 48 hours. 48, it'd be impossible to do 55. But anyway, it was far too many, and I thought, I'm doing something wrong here. I'm working nearly a whole extra day, sometimes even a bit more, so I started cutting back the hours late that I stay after work, and that's made my life a bit more manageable, and no one's told me off for being negligent in my job. So yeah, you just have to accept in my job that the to-do list is never going to get completed. You just have to prioritise it and put stuff at the top, because you're never going to get everything done. You know, that's just the way it is. But anyway, once I'm out that gate, my time's my own. I don't think about work. If I did, I'd go mental. And then when I get home, yeah, I'll see my daughter to bed, probably read her a story, join her in some tea. Then I'll see how my wife is, tidy up the house a bit. Any time left, I'll go towards either PlayStation or just messing around on the laptop or iPod, playing apps, or just lying on the couch, or just chilling. Then at the end of the day, I will do the dishwasher, which is where I usually record my booze, as you know, and listen to booze as well. I might listen to a couple of podcasts. Yep, then it's up to bed, stick on the sleep phones, listen to more podcasts or booze, and usually fall asleep while listening to them. And I'm usually asleep for about 10, 10:30 any later, and I'll be exhausted in the morning. Rinse and repeat 4 times, and that's my average work week, really. In my job, especially at work, there's no such thing really as an average day, but I suppose if I had to say an average day, that's that's pretty much what it'd sound like. That's made my life sound a lot more boring than it is. Mind you, it's good to be in a routine, but especially when you've got a family, you tend to thrive on routine. I just wish my schedule included, you can tell, a bit more time for with my wife and relaxing, and a bit more time for sleep. But hey, busy, busy. I can worry about that in 18 years when daughter number 2 leaves home. Oh gosh.